I'm going to give you a presentation this morning. Basically, when I work with Bill, he brings me in to talk about what do you do after you've made your video. So I'm a graphic designer, have been independent for almost 30 years. I've had no boss for 30 years. I've been able to do that by doing graphic design, which I do corporate design for law firms, nonprofits, all kinds of people. I've done somewhere around 7,000 projects over those years. But I've been able to survive because I've developed a line of business products that I've used my graphic design skills and things that I do to develop a whole line of products that give me income so that I can sustain the lifestyle and the two incomes work together. It also allows me to bring that knowledge to my clients. So it gives me understanding. And it's kind of all just has come together at a wonderful moment that we're in now, because as I'm going to talk about this morning here, we can do so much with what we have, and there's so much distribution, and it's global and all that kind of stuff. I've given you a couple handouts here which we can refer back to when we get a chance. the second one, the smaller one, and Anne, we had talked a little bit about YouTube tips and such. This is just some quick tips on how to set up a YouTube videos, and I'm going to touch a little bit on it. YouTube is incredibly powerful. I'm going to talk more about it, but this is just the sort of some quick hand tips on that. And then this other sheet you see here, this is kind of what I'm going to be talking about. This is the same information, just given in two different ways. This is my model. This is the model that I use to develop products, market products, distribute products, everything. And it's a combination of having a home base to work out of, whether it's a blog, a website, something, and all the different ways that I feed in and out of that. So if you're interested in learning a little bit of kind of how I do that, what I do, you know, we can talk more about it. But this is my model for building products, figuring out what products and how they kind of work. And this kind of walks you this way, and this is the graphic picture. So we can talk about it. So what I'm going to do is sort of do a presentation, and then you know, I've talked to most of you and try to relate to, you know, the things that we've talked about. You know, try to take my knowledge to the kinds of projects you're working on and things you want to do. So a couple main points. We are all content producers. That's why we're here. We're all able to make content. And one of the things that I've learned over all these years that I'm doing things is that most people can't make content. So if you can make it, you're incredibly lucky. It gives you a power to create products, create the programs that were, you know, your things you're doing today. You're sitting here, you're knowing how to edit. I do a lot of work with public access television. One of the reasons I can do that is because they know how to edit. So everybody can point the camera, but very few people can edit it. So learning the editing skills is incredibly important. But content can be video, can be print, can be words, can be images, but that you can make content and get it done and move it to the next phase is actually pretty rare. And you'll discover as you make more content and do stuff, people can't do it. And content, what I mean by that is I have books that I've done. So I have 19 different books that sell on Amazon because I know how to use the graphic design programs that I use. I know how to do that kind of stuff. I have almost 300 videos on YouTube. Some of them are used to highlight the products that I have. Other ones to promote. Some are just goofy. Some are whatever. But I can make that stuff. And so that's a really powerful thing. The thing that I work under all the time, or it's one of my main philosophies, is act local, think global. So the web is a global mechanism. It's a global. Everything you do, so this is just YouTube, this is global. Everywhere on the planet can look at this. That's unbelievably powerful in this day and age. Your stuff can go everywhere. So when I work with Amazon and the print books, they distribute United States, the UK, Europe. They're moving to Australia for print books. So I do load up one file, spread it around the world. I think global. So I sell my products, the map products. I make a line of business maps that sell online. I'll show you the site. I have a couple of these sites. This is just an e-commerce site where I sell these editable maps that are used for business presentations. I sell them in downloadable form. I sell them in CD form. I repurpose content. I turn it into coloring books. One of my big points is repurpose. Do something once and use it many, many different ways. So you guys are making videos today, but it has an audio track. You can pull the audio track off. That's an MP3 file. That's an iTunes file. You can pull the audio track off, transcribe it. You have a text file. That's a book. String together 3, 4, 5 videos. You can use, but I'm going to show you a CreateSpace in a second where I print these. This is print on demand for text. They do print on demand for video. They do print on demand for audio. So let's say you're, let's use Rhett, you're doing beer.
Yeah.
So how to make home brew beer. You do a series of videos on here are my tools,
yeah.
Here's my stuff, here's my thing, my, you know, my ingredients. Not any one of these videos is a struggle because it's just the 3 minutes on here's the pot I need, the gallon, the stuff, here's the wheat, the barley, the book. But you know in your head, you think editorially, you think over a year I'm going to make 6 videos of how to make beer. You got them all done, you push them together, you send them up on CreateSpace, you make a DVD, you sell the DVD. You take pictures while you go along, you pull the pictures off, it becomes a book. Take the text out of the videos, and I'll show you what I do. Mm-hmm. I transcribe my videos and put them on. There's the description, search engines, it's all about search. You have the book, you have the video, you have the audio, the whole kit. Then you sell the beer stuff, you have the training, and you did it without a lot of effort. You know, you did it slowly. Like you're, Len, you talked about doing freelance stuff. So you can figure out a topic maybe to work on to say, well, where would you like to freelance in? What kind of area? Maybe if you just said, I'd love to be in this area.
I guess corporate video.
Okay. So maybe you start to develop a series of corporate video of how do you greet, you know, how do I work a room? Mm-hmm. How do I do a presentation? Just general videos that might go into a training program, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, that you kind of build. Other people see those videos, but you're underneath making stuff, and you can put them together and make a product. Mm-hmm. You can contribute significantly to your income if you can make these products based on the things you're doing every day. So, but it's global. So there's many customers in Australia, New Zealand. You know, you don't want to ignore those markets. They're all over the place. Just a couple quick statistics. 4 billion views on YouTube a day. 4 billion.
Viewers or views, Bruce?
Views.
Views, okay.
Views. 4 billion. 72 hours of video uploaded every minute.
How many have to do with cats?
A lot. And I didn't bring my book, but I have 2 cat books out now. I have Cats and Kittens coloring book, and I have Cats and Kittens with Attitude coloring book.
I was going to ask a dumb question about your statistics. How many of the 4 billion speak English?
Well, I don't know about on YouTube, but on Facebook, 70%.
Some of us are limited to that.
Yeah, well, 70% of the Facebook market's outside the United States.
Really?
So we think Facebook is like everything. Hmm. We're not the dominant Facebook market. It's every other country. You know, Bill has taught classes, this class in Argentina or Venezuela?
Venezuela, Mexico, Cuba, Nicaragua.
Right. The Hispanic market is gigantic and growing. So 72 hours means, I don't know what that means, who knows what that means, but here's one that was, there's a woman, her name is Tammy Helm, just did a fabulous interview. She was the CEO of Borders. And anybody wants to read it, you can link to them. 110 billion minutes of video of the internet are used every month. 110 billion minutes. Well, that's a big number. I know what that means. Mm-hmm. From today, and I did the math just to check and make sure this is right, from today to when Christ was walking around on the planet is 1 billion minutes.
Wow.
So 2,000 years of time equals 1 month of time that's being done on the internet today. You think there aren't some customers? There isn't some interest? There aren't some people? The gatekeepers have fallen everywhere. Publishing, video, media, distribution, all the gatekeepers are gone. Well, not gone. They're struggling trying to figure out what to do. it's an amazing opportunity for us. We can go into those. Like, I don't have a publisher. I'm the publisher. Nobody told me I couldn't print my books. There's no barrier. All I need is a PDF file. There's no barrier for you to form content and put it. Let's go back to YouTube. On here, no barrier. You have global distribution of your product, of your videos, whatever you're doing. There's nobody saying no, at least for the moment. You know, the gatekeepers haven't quite figured out how to shut this down. You can distribute, especially if it's electronic, you can distribute worldwide. No way to stop it, it just goes. So all these gatekeepers are gone, the people that stopped us from doing stuff. That's an enormous moment in time that we're in right now, because it means you can go where you want. The definition of all these things has changed. Definition of a book has changed. Definition of video and TV programs have changed. So just hand me a book, any book over there. So here's a book. Okay, this is a book. This is permanent. This is the struggle. I'm in a couple of on LinkedIn. There's some terrific groups, LinkedIn groups going on, but one of them is on publishing, and this huge, you can just see the rug is being pulled out from underneath the publishing industry, because this is permanent. Once it's made, it's done. We can't do anything about it. It's made, it's done, and that's how they wanted to make books forever and ever and ever. That's part of the gatekeepers thing. They shut them down that you could change this. If I have a mistake in this book on Amazon, I just upload a new file. I could make, I'll just use for you for a second, changes in beer, whatever they are. You could have a manual on beer making that changes monthly. Mm-hmm. It's always up to date. If you're
get a user comment that, oh, you got a bunch of typos.
You fix it. Change it up. Right. I had somebody comment to me, or comment on my book, and the story that happened with this book is I distributed it out, and I had a one of my messages is make sure you have full, you're connecting with your viewer and your readers in any way. You make sure all the channels are open between you and your customers, your viewers, your readers. And that's what YouTube is about, so social media is about. And I had a reader in Australia contacted me and said, could you do a left-handed version of this book? And I said, because she described how she played guitar. You know, normally you play guitar like this, right? She was flipping it over, standing in a mirror. You know, because you can just download chord charts off the internet, they're everywhere, trying to like undo. Like, and I was like, holy cow. So what I said to her was, I said, so I went home and checked. I did this in InDesign. And I could just flip them. You know, like in Photoshop, you know, you just flip them.
Sure.
And then I said, I'll do this, but will you be my reviewer? Can I, because I don't really, because it's like a whole mind, like, right? So I said, can you, I'll send you copies. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. And so what I did on my blog that goes with this book, is I put out, it says, I'm changing, making left-hand version. Can you, anybody who wants to get a free copy, who wants to be my reviewer? I had 5 people, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, a couple of the United States. Global market, it's global, remember, everywhere. And so they did. We went back and forth. I flipped the book. It's my middle tier book. I'll show you the stats in a moment. It's one of my consistent selling books. It's the left-hand book. There's only about 4 of us that have this book. 4 or 5. It's a tiny little market. But I don't, because I have, this is a print-on-demand product. There's no, I have no cost. I didn't make anything. This is a file sent to Amazon. Amazon, when somebody orders it, they print it that moment. Ship it and out it goes. So I can make as much as I can generate because I don't have any printing costs, I have no shipping costs, I have no delivery costs, I have Amazon's my main marketing e-commerce platform. So very powerful. Definition has changed. We used to think of books, big thick things. On Kindle, a book can be, this is a book. The length has changed dramatically. We're doing 3-4 minute videos. You think television, CBS, NBC, it's half hour, it's an hour. A TV series can be 1 minute, can be 50 seconds long. You can make your own TV series. YouTube will love you because they're desperate for it, they really want it. You can run your own series, minute with the video. I started my own Bruce Jones Design show, TV show. I'm in episode 3 now. It's kind of crappy, But I'm learning. I just pushed it out, which is one of my other points is perfection freezes progress. Okay, huge. This is a huge, huge thing. And once I kind of figured out that phrase and I use it with clients is we get frozen. And one of the best examples was yesterday. Remember yesterday when Bill's doing the controlling idea and we would be stuck until he typed the words in and then everybody's mind suddenly like kicked into gear and we're like, oh, we could, you know. And Chad's over there just like shooting out ideas and everybody's going. That's perfection freezes progress. We didn't worry about it. They'll just put it down. We're unfrozen. New words come. We're unfreeze. But if we just sat here without it on the screen and kind of got stuck, we'd be like, we'd still be sitting here. So I'm developing this TV show. Every show is getting a little bit better. I'm learning a little bit more. I'm changing my sets. It still looks, you know, it's not where I want it to be. That's okay. It will get there. So. The definitions. TV shows used to be here, now they're here. Books used to be here, now they're here. One of the things that Tammy Helms said is that the average trade publication used to be 60,000 words, now it's 25,000 words. Nobody wants to read. The Kindle Singles program that if you go into Kindle, that's because they discovered that most people don't read any of the books they download. Yeah, and I've known this for a long time. With most books, 85% of books aren't read. But they discovered that people don't have the time. They're reading them on their smartphones. They're reading all different kinds of books, but they're not reading long books. So what that means to somebody like me who can create content is make little pieces of content. It's way easier to make a 24-page book, or Kindle book, or maybe like this. You know, this isn't that big, and do 6 of them. Than it is to try to take 2 years and try to create something. So that's, you know, the shortest bet. And you learn so much, and you can change and you can adapt and you can change and adapt.
Maybe you can charge more for the second, third, and fourth edition.
Well, the volumes. Too. Well, what I've learned, and the statistics show from Amazon, Netflix, it was Chris Anderson, who was the editor of Wired magazine. They did a book, they studied Amazon, Netflix, iTunes. Every single product on those platforms sells. Everything. There's nothing that is never, in the course of a year, everything sells. So, most sell once a quarter, many sell once a month, some sell once a day, but everything sells because they have unlimited warehouse space. They can just store the stuff. So what that meant to me was, don't make one, make 6. They're all gonna sell. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to sell, so you just make it and it sells. So,
just a quick question on the episodes. I mean, you talk about these smaller episodes. What's the kind of length that you have?
I'm 7 minutes to 9 minutes. It's too hard. I'm just me. You know, I'm putting a camera. I'm trying to do these things. I make the graphics. The secret for all of this kind of stuff, whether you're blogging or you're YouTubing, is consistency. They want, your viewers want consistency. You know, if you showed up on Monday night and, you know, 2.5 men isn't there because, you know, they got bored or tired, you'd be like, you'd drift away. You expect it to be there. Well, the same thing happens here. Minimum once a month. That doesn't mean you have to do it every day. Once a month to start. My goal was, I'm going to a workshop like this in January on web TV. I want to get 3 of them done before I went. I've gotten 3 of them done. Maybe I can get another one done. And then once I get more used to it, my stuff, then maybe once every 2 weeks, once a week. So it's, you know, you want to have your, you have to give some consistency that goes along. Because the gatekeepers have fallen, the distribution channels are falling. So once Barnes & Noble goes, we will have no more bookstores, basically. And unfortunately, for those of us who love books, you can tell that Barnes & Noble isn't long for this world because what happens when you walk through the door of a Barnes & Noble? What do you walk into?
Kindle.
Starbucks. Yeah.
The Nook counter. There's a big counter. And watch Christmas time, they're going to double it.
Yeah, their sales staff is hovering around.
They're in the Nook counter. Yeah. Is that a sign that you're gone? You're not long for this world? And they notice the back, they pull all the books out and it's now games and stuff like that. So distribution... out, you know, where you distribute your product is really important. If you don't have a place to sell socks, you're not going to make socks. So this is happening to books. So I maintain that your ability to sell products is your ability to manage your social media, your web platforms, your Facebook, your YouTube, all of that. You need to know how to do this. Upon you're talking about doing women's films, you could make an entire platform where you showcase women's films. You could run film festivals online with videos and comments. You can make an entire world. We can talk a little bit more about that, where you can host your show, your things, your the people you're trying to highlight. But the distribution places are going, so this is the distribution channel, so you need to know how to do this. Connect with your audience, interact with them, they'll connect with you. Your audiences will tell you everything you need to know. Here's something that I've learned, because I have open channels. Like many people use their websites as client avoidance. Have your phone number, have a contact thing, every page, have your email. Not on a contact page, every page, at the bottom, at the top. You want people to call you. Put a big thing that says, call us. You know, I put on my site, hopefully it's up here. Call us. Because your customers, your viewers, figure out who you are and what you do. They think you do beer. Your customers, when they click on your website, will figure out what it is you really do. You don't know what you really do, but if you watch your stats, you listen to your calls, the emails, the questions, they'll tell you what you're doing. You may think yourself doing stories about, you know, beer guys. In reality, looking at your stats, everybody goes to your beer products page. But you say, I don't want to be in the beer products business. I want to be in the beer, you know, the beer meister. What's the guy that makes the brewmaster?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm highlighting brewmasters. That's my thing. If you can connect with how your audience sees you, you have something. Then it's really powerful. So, you know, you've talked to, you know, you have your audiences, your colleges, the different colleges. You're not really sure why they're coming to the videos that you make, but you can look at the stats, and we'll look at those in just a minute. You can read that stuff and figure out why are they coming in. Same thing with you. You can start doing, you know, usually I tell people to do is go wide. If you pick one topic, like all your videos are going to be on sales techniques. Maybe people don't care about you in sales techniques. They figured out you're really good at corporate distribution videos of how I distribute products. But you just, I don't want that. But everybody who comes to your site looks at that one video that you did of corporate distribution. If you follow that and do it, watch it, you know, you might find out that that's how your customers are reacting. But you have to do a variety of different things. You do a sales one, do a distribution one, an employee retention one, and just see what happens. And, you know, same thing with the films. Find out, you know, do they like drama stories? Do they like women comedy people? You know, it's like you do different. You can't completely tie it down, but you can get an idea. And if you talk to people, it's from the questions. They'll go, are you doing, give me a topic. What's the topic?
Global health.
Okay. Do you have anything on pest infestations in Africa? Pest infestation. Then 2 days later, you're going to get another call. Do you have anything on, you know, this rodent problem in, you know, Uganda? You know, so for me, what that says is, I think I better go get some videos. Let's start making some stuff on rodent and pest infestations in Uganda, because people have figured out that's what you do, and you've been doing water stories or something on public health. So it's really important to have the channels, talk to people, listen to what they say. I write down every comment and email, save every single email that comes into my office and my response. So I think you had gone and looked at my how-to videos from my maps. One of my big areas, I did a whole series. So these are just maps in PowerPoint that you can change the colors of the country. I drew the entire world, countries, states, continents, everything in Illustrator, converted it to PowerPoint. There are only about 4 or 5 of us in the world that figured out how to do this. I've worked on this product for 20 years. The first year was 7 days a week for an entire year. Sometimes with an infant, was right here, screaming. You know that, right?
Yeah,
right? So you're editing and you got the kid right here. Yeah, I was exactly where you were doing that. People use them for sales territory maps, that kind of stuff. So people call all the time with the same questions, over and over and over. How do I color? How do I do this or that?
Have you, tell me to shut up.
No,
questions and messing up your video, but have you animated any of your maps?
I did, nobody cared.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I'm actually thinking of using one in my piece.
Yeah.
So my question is, I was just going to say, right. So what you're saying is there's a market for that. I know that because
there's definitely a market for it,
but it's animated
not
maps.
Yeah.
But what happens when people start making your product free? Because that's what happened for me. I found a script that generates these maps inside of an animation program without the product that you charge money for. So do you have to start selling ad space just to survive?
Or
is there always going to be a lazy market who's like, I found this one first.
Right. I'll show you my solution to that market. Yes, the answer is yes, there's always going to be a lazy market, then there's a solution. For some reason, PowerPoint has an install base of 400 million, but nobody seems to care about it. And I kind of stumbled into this because I originally did Adobe Illustrator maps for graphic design. So I'm a graphic designer, it was like what I'm doing. And people started to call and go, can I put this in PowerPoint? No, can I put it in PowerPoint? And I figured out how to do it. And then that's where my sales went, because it was a little niche market. My basic customer was a late 20s, early 30s woman who's a sales assistant to a marketing sales manager. That was been my customer forever. Before the internet came on, I couldn't find her because she doesn't read magazines where this kind of stuff is in. Once the internet came about, the needles turned this way and came to me. They found me. What's interesting is that's been my customer for 18 years. That customer has changed. Now my customer is a 55-ish marketing sales assistant, executive secretary to a senior vice president of major corporations. And I said, what happened? Why am I talking to this guy? You know, like some of these are big. I mean, I still have the other customer, but this whole new customer came in. Like, where did this come from? He goes, well, we laid off everybody underneath. And this is the guy. And he's the vice president of sales for some of these are big companies. And he has a salesman, there's nobody in between. So I did basically a series of how-to videos. Once I did these videos, my questions all stopped. But I used the data that I had from listening to people on the phone and recording it and print it out and sat down and said, and it was about 12 of them. Simple stuff. How do I add text? You're a PowerPoint guy. JPEG, how do I split? It's just simple stuff, but people don't know how to do it because they never had done this. They just did bullet points. So it's listening to your audience and responding, whether it's on a film project, what do people want to see, what's their comments, it's a beer project, and that kind of stuff. The web works by search. It's all about search. It's all about words. No matter whether it's video or whatever, it's words. And how you code that stuff and put that stuff in is super important. You don't have to do anything fancy. You don't have to do anything special or anything. Just describe, whether it's videos. And what you'll discover, I'll show you in a second, most people don't do this. A huge number don't do this. If you do this, it elevates you because they can find you. Whether it's on Amazon or Google or YouTube or anywhere. Consistency every month. Don't go nuts about where to put stuff. Stay with the main players. The YouTube, the Facebook, the Pinterest has now become big. You don't have to, unless you have something specialty in your market that's for that. You know, if you're doing corporate stuff, align yourself with SlideShare and Salesforce. You know, that might be somehow you connect with them. But you just stay with the same people. So let me show you just some things here that are kind of cool, that I think are cool, where the market's going and what we have. So let me show you first. I'll just show you CreateSpace, just because there are many print-on-demand companies out there. This is the Amazon one. This is the print-on-demand end of Amazon called CreateSpace. And you can do books, music, film. So if you're creating films, this is a distribution for DVD. You want to sell your products on the largest platform on the planet for selling, which is Amazon, about 100 million viewers a month come to this platform. Everybody trusts Amazon. They collect the money. They distribute. They show your product. They distribute your product. They collect the money. They send you a check. And as you will learn, if you go into the e-commerce world, Amazon sends you the check. Google sends you the check. Everybody else is a little weak. So, you know, we all love Amazon, so that's it. But there are other ones. There's Lulu. There's many other print-on-demand kinds of places. The cafe presses and the Zazzle. So once you have your product made, your beer thing, you want to sell T-shirts. So I repurpose my content. So this is the book I made. I took this picture and I put it on T-shirts, mugs, cups, pillows, clocks. But I use a print-on-demand site to do that. So I just repurpose things over and over again. So this is TradeSpace. I'll just show you my account. So this is as of right this moment. These are my sales figures for my books on CreateSpace, where I am this month. So this month I've sold 53 books so far this month. That's my account balance at the moment, $636. I was selling about 120 books a month out of the 19 books. See the distribution curve? My best-selling book, so what did I say about repurposing your content? I took this page and I made a book out of it. My bestseller, Blank Sheet Music. You don't know what is gonna be the selling thing. My best-selling products are three Blank Sheet Music books. This book took about 9 years to make. I went to guitar camp. I started to notice people love, like I gave you handouts. People love handouts. They love it. They just love it. They'll climb over the person sitting beside them. If one of you didn't have a handout, you'd be sitting there going, just be furious. I had to make sure I had enough because people love it. And I went, oh, great. So I just took the knowledge I was doing as I was learning to play guitar and I wrote it down and how I think it should be shown. That's all I did. But, you know, my best-selling book is this. So what that means is that you look at your content. So say you're doing, I'll just come back to the beer example because there's so many theories. Maybe there's a form that's used by brewmasters that they need to check off the status. It gets put into a book. You know, that may be the best-selling thing because it's a reusable. You know, it has to be used. You need more and more and more of them. Reusable is the wrong word. Renewable. You need to keep getting more, you know, you keep using the pages up.
You mean the advice that's on the site? Or?
No, as a product for the book. Maybe there's a form that goes with making beer that they have to check things
beer
on.
Beer diary.
Beer diary, yeah.
Okay.
A friend of mine has, he got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You need to keep track of your diet. So he sits beside me. He's in my office mate. And he got a diet. And he made up a little checklist. You know, you're a graphic designer. So he made up a little form to fill out his daily diet. You got to keep track of it. You got to know where you are, what you're eating, all that kind of stuff. He saw me. I said, get that on Amazon. He sells like $30 a month right now of this book, of something that's just a little thing. So you never know, which is why you got to like, listen to what people want, what they do, kind of whatever. So that's, you can see the failed figures. So far this month, I have 13 of that, 12 of that. I have the Cats and Kittens book, there's one. I haven't figured out the cat, I'm trying, I'll show you. Left-handed guitar, 5. So this will end up being about 40 by the time the month is done. Now, for a long time it was 120 per month, almost like, now I'm hitting 200. What are we on day 8? I'm 53, so I'm on the same track. It's Christmas season too. This is a great gift for Christmas. but you can see the numbers. It just goes every month. I've made it once, I put it up, it just keeps going. You can do this with video. This can be DVDs. This can be audio. You can push this stuff through iTunes. You know, it isn't. I'm just doing books here, but you can do anything. Okay.
Which is selling more, kind of like downloadable, you know, video sales or the hard copy DVDs or both?
I don't know. I would do both. You can stream. Yeah, you can stream. They have a streaming option. Do both. You know, just you know, you can become the distributor for women's films. You know, use YouTube as the channel, but you can get a DVD if you want. You know, you figure out how to do that. So, how many of you do streaming video live? Anybody? Okay.
FaceTime with family sometimes.
Okay, all right. So, there are two, so here's one of the, this is the future of marketing in the United States, or the world. Live, long form, streaming video, okay? Where you stand, Dave and I were talking about this morning, you stand with your guests and you sit and you chat about your product, beer, you could make beer live, just sit there all day doing things on live stream on live stream web, and in between you mix in your products. You know, we have a kit. Let's get back to the beer. Let's get back to
my recipe book,
right? And what people do is they track this stuff live, and they can tell which ones do I get more recipe, because you just watch the sales orders go through your channels. So how do the people do it? So the main way they do it is they either use live stream or they use Ustream. So this is Ustream, which is basically free. If you use the ad version, there's also a pro version. And if I log in here, I'm just going to show you. So we're going to go live right now. This is how quick you can do it. So we're going to log in. I'm logged in. I'm going to go live. That's, you just hit that little button there that says go live. Let's go live. Here we go. I'm going to say I understand. This is going to use the camera in my in this computer, and you guys are going to go live to the world. Mm. Okay? So next.
Okay.
Hopefully this will work. I set this up this morning, Bruce Jones Design Show. Here's my thing. It's going to ask me.
How do you know who's watching? Like, will it say there's 10 people watching
you? Yeah. So here's the screen. Okay. We're going to close this. And we're going to go. You're broadcasting to the world right now. The whole world.
So
what you would do here to make this work is that you have an account thing. So you would work. This is where you want to develop your communities, your Facebook people, your Twitter people, your blog friends. And you would set. I was going to try to do it today, but I thought it's just easier just to do little snippets of this. But we did a live broadcast here a while. You would say at 10 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to go live with a show, Backpack Journalism or Video Journalism. Put the link into your Facebook account. So anybody can kind of see it. Send it out on an email to people and say at 10 o'clock, I'm going to push that button. Now all they do is connect and they'll come right into that. And they'll come right to here. They can watch for free. This has a chat screen. So if you want to, which is what we did when we did this here before, you can interact. So if anybody has a question, put it in the chat screen. If you're going to do that, it helps to have a person sort of monitoring it. You send it out to your network. Depending how good you are at promoting is how many people come. We did this in May, Bill and I met here, and I just like, let's just do it. Just like this. We put the computer there. We went on live for an hour. We had 57 people come in. We had 7 at any time. They'll tell you. Somewhere here, you may even see somebody pop in because we're live. You can also record it so you can use it later, which is really valuable. We had people from Atlanta to Boston. We all kind of got on our emails and our Facebook and just put it up, so we kind of blasted it out, and you're live. This costs zero. There will be some ads that kind of flow through. I could stand here and talk about my film program that you're broadcasting about and just kind of, you know, you could have a guest come in, talk about the movie, director's cuts, let's go look at the film, come back, you know, we have it on DVD. It's incredibly powerful that you can do this for free. This is going all over the world. And you can market whatever you have or send people where you want them to go. So you can get comments, you can get interaction. We had people emailing questions in to us. You could also use Twitter. You can use Facebook. You know, send me the question to Facebook. So that's the Ustream one. I'll show you one that's
I've seen live journalism on there, too. There was someone sitting in Gaza kind of during the bombing and the rockets and stuff like that, basically blogging with a microphone out the window, hearing drones flying around and all this kind of stuff.
This is Google.
It's kind of compelling.
This is Google Plus. So I don't know how many have a Google Plus page. This might be a reason to get one. So Google Plus is sort of their attempt. Originally, people thought it was their attempt for Facebook, but it's really their attempt to bring all their products together. So this is Google Plus. Down the side, there'll be Hangout. Hangout. I'm going to start a Hangout. Now, what Google did is you name the Hangout. This is a closed network. I can have up to 10 people. I have a mastermind group. We meet every week on this, and we have our conversation. I'm going to show you a piece of video from that in a moment. We're in three different places. We sit and we chat using Google Hangout. In fact, there's the camera showing what's going on. You can invite people. You can sit and chat, talk back and forth. It's just like Skyping. It's fine, right? The second thing that Google has done is if you click this little button right here, all right, so we're going to do that. And I hit OK. This is now funneling through YouTube. This is a live broadcast going out through my YouTube channel. So if I had YouTube subscribers, same thing, I can give them the channel name on YouTube and say, I'll be on at 10 o'clock. You can come here and you can watch it on YouTube. It records on YouTube and stays on YouTube. So you are recording live your channel. You can keep this as a closed group. This just might be this class. And we just all get on our laptops, we all sit in there, we all chat about journalism, but everybody can watch it. And they can just participate in it. They can use, there's a chat section. This is YouTube. YouTube has drastically changed what they're doing. So normally there's a screen here, and I was like, oh, I don't know what happened to my screen. But what I've learned is we're gonna go start broadcast. Posting.
So
power, three, two, you can count down, which is what we'll do when we do our show sometimes. And it should be a screen there. Anyway, there should be a screen here. This is going live to the world through YouTube, on your YouTube channel. Sometimes there's a lag. So I find it, record the thing and then let people watch it. So
does this just end up becoming an ad space for your your profitable material?
If you want to. Or
I mean, can you make actual money off of something like Ustream? Or, are you getting...
You can, however way you want to go. Mm-hmm. You may just want to run a sort of a non-profit film festival thing. The great thing about this, let me just show you. See the little button here that says screen share? Oh, you can add in lower thirds. I don't know why this should be that. It should be there. But if you can go to screen share, you can do the screen. You can do videos off of YouTube feed through this. So you could run a festival, just doing information to your community about whatever you want to talk about. You just send it out and kind of send the message. Or you send the message out, contribute to our site. Or you market with it. YouTube has sort of changed their focus. They're much more into after the marketers than they are sort of, we don't want to talk to those people anymore. Mm-hmm. So however, wherever you want to go, that's what you can take it there. We did, let me just cancel this. I'll show you just a quick snippet of in the broadcast. Normally that's, you'll see that. And whoever is speaking at the time, if we had, it'll become the vision. So if this person is speaking, that's what shows up. This person speaks, that's what shows up. It's just probably opened it too many times. But let me show you what, so this will stay up on YouTube forever.
Maybe it's because you're plugged into a screen.
Yeah, it's something that's doing that. But let me just show you something that we did, show you the power of this. So I'm gonna go, this is my YouTube account, go into the video manager, and this is, do you know who Chris Brogan is? Mm-hmm.
From the Boston Marketing Media, we have a special broadcast today. We are live with Keith Sparrow.
You have to mute.
And we are being joined today by Chris Brogan and his effort to bring some supplies down to New York. So it's a special sort of broadcast today to launch this off. We think this is really cool to show remote live broadcast and a great supply. So Keith, go to the
just show them a little bit of this.
You would just find a great partner like Microsoft and a bunch of trucks. And Jackie, one of the questions that was asked is, where in New York are you heading?
Tomorrow I'll be heading to Staten Island. to three different parts of Staten Island.
So what we did, I'm in the Boston area. My mastermind group is three of us. One's in the north part of Boston, one's in Kendall Square, sort of the center of everything, and I'm in the southern part. The guy in Kendall Square is connected into all the entrepreneur things that are going on. Kendall Square is the hub of everything. You know, it's all happening right there by MIT. And Chris Brogan works out of that area too, and he knows Chris Brogan. Chris Brogan put out a blast. I'm going to New York. We're filling up a truck. We're leaving from the Microsoft Nerd Center. The Nerd Center volunteered their space. It's in Kendall Square, just down the corner. We're going on Monday. Bring whatever you want. Help us. His girlfriend comes from there. That's Jackie. That's Chris. You know that. We got wind of it because we're connected to all those people. And we said, oh, let's just jump on this. We can help this. So we sent a blast to our people. And Keith Sparrow, who's in that area, he said, because we have our mastermind groups at the same time. We sit there on Google Hangout and we're like, let's just see if this works. We don't even know if this works. That's what we do. We experiment with a lot of stuff and just try stuff. He took his laptop. He walked over to out of his office at 1 Main Street, down the street across the street basically to the Microsoft Nerd Center with his laptop, walked in and said, because he kind of knows Chris, he connected with Chris on the phone. He said, we're going to go live, we're going to interview you, help your project out. If you look, he walked around, he connected, it took a little while to get connected, but not too long. We did the seat.
As well as to give Chris a place to put what's going to be more than one truckload from the looks of it.
He is walking around with his laptop like this.
That's really cool.
On a wireless system, live
and bleach
to the world.
I mean, need plenty of that.
That's my other hat. That's the other guy that I work with, speaking in. Keith did a really smart thing. Because there's three of us. He said, one of you become the anchor person. So I became the anchor person. So I announced what was going to happen. Keith walked around with his laptop. We knew it was coming. I remember we talked about anticipation yesterday. We said, you know, because we did the flag stuff and the government ceremony, the flags go down, the flags are going to come up. So Keith said, he's coming up the elevator. So we know he's got to come in through the elevator. That's the point where we got him. So Keith goes and stands outside the elevator. Chris comes out. You saw that view. And he's like, can we grab an interview? He's holding the laptop like this. This was his TV camera. We grabbed 10 minutes. He said, I got to go. Great. Boom. We did live news, scooped everybody using Google Hangout, broadcast to the world, on a laptop, just monkeyed together. How powerful can that be? You know, that's pretty, we were sitting there going, holy cow, what did we just do? You know, so it's pretty, you know, but you have the ability to tell stories and put these things together and anticipate what's going on, but the speed that you can get to market with, so there's no money involved here. We were just helping a cause, is unbelievably powerful. So you choose kind of how you want to do it.
Currently, how many people watch the video?
I think it's only 22, I think, when I look inside.
What about the stream? Did you?
Don't know. Our concern was more, can we do it? Because mm-hmm. if we can do it, we can do it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we weren't concerned with the numbers. We were concerned with can we do it.
But that is stored on there, so you could send that link out to other people because
he was
pulling the stuff together, but he wasn't going for another couple days.
Right.
So if people wanted to know more about it, you could have sent that link out to Twitter or
Facebook. And I'm part of a... We're the three of us are the co-directors of the Boston Internet Marketing Meetup. So we run programs. We have an almost 800 member group that we run educational programs on everything like this. So this is kind of what, this is part of us teaching people how to do this. And we run publishing programs, Google programs, anything that we can kind of think up, we run. So we do it under that umbrella. But yeah, it's we're so new, nobody even knows. Let me just show you quickly. I have a couple more things I want to show. Are we okay on time, Bill? Let me just find a bigger video. Here, we'll just do this one. So this is my inside YouTube. This is this is the video manager page where you can edit your videos and do different things. I monetize every video that I can. because they Google, YouTube opened their video platforms to the partner, anybody to the partner program. Once you start getting a couple videos and you're in good standing, it's easy. It used to be real difficult, it's easy. So you make money because the ads they put across the bottom. So this is just a video on one of my coloring books. Every book I make has a video or two videos. You know, you use video. What I've learned about video, this is the change that's happened in video for my map. So I've been selling maps for a long time, from the back of Mac user magazines, licensed them everywhere. In the last year, I have about 50 videos related to maps, how to do them, just how to edit. Almost every call that comes with a question, it's a new customer, references the video. Almost every single, it's almost 100% now. And I'll go, they'll ask a question about something and I'll explain. I'll go, you know, we also have a video. If you can't reach me with a video, they'll go, oh, I know, I watched it. It's either directly out of the video or it's really, they know the video. So video has like become so unbelievably important, which is the perfect place for everybody here. These are the internal stats. This is just on this book video. So this is just part of the stats. I spend a lot of time looking at stats. I want to know where people are coming from, how they're coming, what are they doing. This is just the general stats page. But this is something right here that relates to how you make your videos. This is audience retention. So I don't know if you know the numbers, but most videos are only watched for 8 to 18 seconds. Unless you want to buy a coloring book. That off. Okay, so let's let that, let me just let it run just a little bit more. Just go right to, see that red line moving? I'm going to let it go. That's where I am in the video. So at this point, right about here, I've lost half of my viewers. 50% of my viewers are gone. They watch this video, they're gone.
I wonder what the uptick is. There's a blip and then an uptick.
I don't know.
What happens at that point in time, maybe?
Something. Yeah, it might be. I'm not sure what's got there.
I'm kind of interested, too. Like, is there an explosion?
Well, a lot
how
of people...
How do people know to come to back to it?
No. It's just how long they're watching.
Oh.
So, yeah. People dropping off. People stop dropping off for a second.
Oh, Amazon. Calls to action. So I basically I do a lot of TV stuff, but I make marketing videos. They want to go check out where it is.
So somebody was noting, or a portion of the viewership was noting the website.
The website.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And is this available on every video or only if you're a partner?
Every video. Everything that you see here. You should go check out your videos.
You know, I had a really weird thing happen where I made a short cartoon about CERN, which is the next generation superclimber.
Right, in Switzerland, yeah.
Yeah, it was just this weird thing about this black hole machine. So I made it, and it just as a lark, and forgot about it. And then after, I don't know, 9 months, all of a sudden I got a, they wanted me to put ad space on it, and I was like, oh. And I went back, and like 15,000 people had watched it, and I started reading the comments, and what I found was it wasn't people who were necessarily interested in the video, it was a bunch of pseudoscientists arguing back and forth. They're just like, that's not what he's saying. He's saying this, and they repurposed my video as an arguing point, and it became a forum to complain. But they never let me monetize it, because they didn't.
Still haven't copyrighted material.
I made everything in it, but I guess I couldn't prove it.
Right. I make, and I'm very conscious about what I put in my videos, because in order to monetize your videos, you need to control everything. And very often, I don't put music in my videos, because YouTube is crazy about music. Even the music that comes out of here, you know, this royalty-free music in iMovie. If you need a quickie piece of music, go into iMovie on your thing and go to the music thing, and there's like 7 second pieces, 14 second pieces, 20 second. I mean, they're fabulous, and they're royalty free. You can use them. So when I put the notes in video, I make sure I go, this music came from iMovie, it's royalty free, copyright. You just have to tell them. You have to be really upfront where you get your stuff. But if it's any piece of music that you know or hear anywhere, you know. Now, how do all these people put all this stuff up with all these songs? But anyway. So what this says here is, you need to get your whole message out in those first few seconds, because most of your audience is going to disappear. Then you can come back and do it again. It's like, start with, I think Bill said, start off with your best stuff first. Hit them first. This is a real exercise. Can you make a video that you can keep people going all the way to the end? You know, that would really that'd be a real test.
That's the first 8 seconds? That's
8 to 18. Yeah, you try to get in the first 20 seconds.
Probably a fair portion of that viewership are just the internet junkies who are flipping through videos. What's this? What's this? What's this? And that's, you know.
Right. Which is why you'll see videos where they put the girl in the bikini, because they know, because the thumbnails you can choose.
15 seconds, huh?
Well, no, they put it at the middle point. Most videos often it's picked out of the middle, the exact middle. So you put the one little clip of the girl in the bikini at the, your video's about chairs, but you put the bikini girl at that point. And now once, now they've made it really easy to custom thumbnails, because you can more select your thumbnails. So people do that, because then everybody will watch the bikini girl, but it's,
That would be an interesting experiment, just to stick like a 10-second clip of something visually interesting and watch the, you know, that viewership drop off. See if it, we noted the Amazon.com. So, I mean, I'm sure there's
You can put your cat in
the cat in the bikini. Let me show you. So that's
sites for that.
So that's cool. That's coming up. I want to show you. All right. So here's a couple tips, and then I'll finish up here. A couple great tips to help you. And some can even help today, because if you're sort of stuck on what to do. So, not what to do, but on information. Like you're doing something on beer brewing. You may want some stats or fed curriculum. So this will, you know, so this will help. So here are two tips that I use to help you find things. So let's do the Amazon one first. One of the most powerful, research tools on the very method of the planet is this, is Amazon. Because I'll show you in a second. So give me a subject that you're interested in that I know nothing about.
Interior design.
Okay. All right, so I'm just gonna search on interior design and books. Okay. So this will come back now. Great, this works. Okay. So this will come back with a list of books. These are generally the best sellers. If you want more, I'll sit with you later. I can break down the entire Amazon site. I'm just going to show you a couple things. This is the number one book, or the most relevant book on Amazon. It has a couple things on it. So I'll just go inside. And if I need to know, so this is just the book. Let me just look at the sales stats. This is a great book. This is selling probably about 50 a week right now. Look inside. So what do I put in my video? Beer? Filmmaking? Whatever. Okay, I look inside. I'm gonna go find the table of contents. This has a really crappy table of contents.
Can you do those look inside yourself, or does Amazon do that?
It's automatic. Yeah, all my books get look inside. It's an automatic feature of Amazon. So it gets put in. Let's go to a different book.
But don't they give you kind of random pages, sort of in the middle?
No. There's a definite order to it. Yeah. So it starts at the beginning and it kind of does random. I just want to get a better one.
For that to work, it has to be a digital downloadable book vice a print book?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because I know I've never got continuous pages. I mean,
yeah, well, it's not the whole book. But I'm going to just show you.
They try not to give you the whole book. They'll kind of look ahead. Yeah,
yeah, they'll probably give you.
Let me just go to this one. I just want to
get however many pages past the table of contents.
Yeah, and you can kind of pick if you're the author or the publisher. I just want to show you. I'm just going to go to this one because this is better. Okay. So I'm going to do something on interior design. And you can't read this, but I'll read it to you. This is a list of everything in this book. So the trick is you go and get four or five books on your subject. You look at the table of contents, lighting, services, building, design roles, how to work with a person, how to setting up your own, creating a direct. This is building construction. These are all the topics you need to cover. If you were doing a series of videos on how to brew beer, go look at the five top books on how to brew beer, look through the table of contents, write them down, and that's everything that you need to know of what videos you need to make is in that list. Everything.
So that's just bringing them in.
That's just bringing them in. That's what everybody did. So you can use this to figure out what needs to be in your book, your videos, your story, whatever. Now, that's one piece of gold. Let me show you the other one.
got a fun experiment. When you're done with this, type in a Transportation Security Administration. See what's in that table. Yeah. I'll cover those topics.
So I'm going to come down here. So the second place of this that's really, and I can break down what else goes on here, but let's just show you this. Customer reviews. Okay? And customer reviews are all of our opinions about this book. What's good, what's bad, what's missing, what they like, what they don't like. This is a marketer's dream. People pay millions of dollars to do focus groups to figure out what's good about this pen, and all you need to do is go to Amazon to look at it.
Do you write your own reviews?
You're using the information. That you're using the information that's in here.
No, I mean for your product.
Oh, no. No, I just like
it. Because,
I mean,
some people do it.
Yeah.
It's obvious that,
no, I don't even
there's nothing wrong with this. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So you can see in here, you can hunt through this, and you look for ones that have a lot, and you sort of go, and I don't know, this may not be a good, I'm just picking one at random here, maybe good or bad. I bought this in a second, I found very useful, gave me an overall view of the entire design process. You know, works with a 6-year-old. That's what I deemed out of that. I looked at Bear stuff this morning, just kind of getting ready for today, and it was talking about this 5-gallon brewing kits and 1-gallon brewing kits. So in your script, you could go, commonly people, when these guys started, they were working with the 5, there were 1 gallon and 5 gallon, and they decided to go 80 gallons. Mm. How did you know that? Because you read through here what people are doing. When I did my sheet music book, I read the review section, and people said, of all the competing sheet music books, we love them, but we wish the guy had put the lines a little further apart so we could get the notes in there, and I wish there was a little bit of music theory in the book. So that's what I did. I spread the lines apart, and I wrote a little bit of music theory, and then those became bullet points. This isn't that book, but it became bullet points for advertising my book, because I figured that out, because that's what people were asking for.
If you're just changing the PDF of the book that you're already selling, how, and that suddenly that comment doesn't become valid?
Usually,
get rid of that comment.
Well, you can't do anything with the comments, but usually anything that I'm doing where I'm updating a book is I'm fixing a problem, a mistake. Because this can be death also. Because I'm just fixing, usually it's, I found a mistake when I update a book with a new PDF file.
Do you respond on there and say, hey?
No, I don't do anything. You don't touch this world.
do you put update on somewhere? On
here's something that Amazon told me to do. So this is the third edition of this book. I did one book with the wrong name. Didn't sell, so I changed the name. That's one other thing to do is, if you're doing books, is don't fall in love with your title. Because what happens is that while you're working on the book, you're telling your friends about your book. My book was Notebook Music Chords, because it was a book to put my chords in my notebook. After I put the book up, I realized nobody ever said that in the whole world. I went and searched through the book titles. I noticed the word essential was all over the place. So I redid the book. And then I updated it. And then I called Amazon. I said, I want to replace the earlier version of this book with this version. What do I do? How do I get one down? And she goes, no, just leave them all up. That just becomes like the used book market. The used books market, they don't take the books off the shelf. They just sit there forever. So I just have 3 versions of the same book. All 3 books sell.
have you ever gotten a customer who mistakenly purchased all 3 versions? No.
Mm-hmm. No. And if you do, then do go out of your way to mail them a copy. That's what I do. If anybody complains about any of my products, either first just give them all the money back, or I just overload them with love. Just, here, what can I do for you? How do I, because it could be death, because there's some other books, we were looking at some books, and the person said, this book is awful. This is just terrible. I can't read it. It doesn't make sense. I think it was one of them, right? It's like, who, did, or is there no editor? Didn't anybody look at this? I mean, it's like, you're like, I'm not going to buy that book. Okay. So that's the quickie thing of Amazon. Anybody wants me to sit with them, I can break this page down and show you all the other things you can do with it. But that's so just for today. And then the last thing I want to show you is, this has been, say you, and we'll come back and just check the TSA one.
Okay.
So say somebody, give me a topic, I know nothing about.
Choose mine.
Women in film?
Okay. And yes, you said
Afghanistan.
We'll just do film and filmmakers. Okay. And you said, I want you to give this talk in a half an hour on women filmmakers, me. So what do? I go to Google, and I type this phrase, top 10 women filmmakers. I'll just do that in a moment and see where we get. So this top 10, either with the number or the letter, top 10, top 5, people love top 10 lists. You just type top 10 in whatever your question is. So here we have a list. So I can go right to here, top 10 female directors. And you'll have to kind of sort of hunt around a little bit, maybe. You know, you've got to go to the first one, second one. But here we go. I can stand up here. And what did that take? I can tell you who the top 10 films women directors are. I can tell you what movies they make. I can tell you what countries they're from. I can scribble all that down. I can walk out here and I can give a fairly decent talk on the top 10 women film directors in their movies. That little phrase, top 10. So if you're trying to figure out how do I explain, wow, you know, we're doing the Pearl Harbor thing, top 10.
Veterans Museums.
Veterans Museums. Okay, top 10 Veterans Museums. Right. You can quickly, very, very quickly, get that list of, you know, information, top 10 brewing kits. You can do it into Amazon too. And they'll give you a list of the products. What are the top products? Because you're going to do at the end of your show, check out our other video where we review products. You know, what are the top women film people? You're going to put up a blog. You can make a website. So this is film. Okay, there's a page in here of the movies. The bios, my link to my YouTube page, where I, my channel, where I collect, or my, I can make lists. I can use the list feature. What do they call it? My playlists. So I can set up custom playlists. I could have Afghans in YouTube. I can set up playlists. My Afghan movies, my Brazil movies, my Asia movies, my U.S. movies. Different playlists in YouTube that I reference on a page in my site by country, and a link to YouTube. I could put, every month I'm going to do a film festival using Google Hangout, because I can broadcast live, it plays YouTube videos. I don't need to talk to these people at all. I can play their films. This is Google, and we'll go live on YouTube. I'll just play their films and I'll comment about them. Right? Wouldn't that be cool?
Cool.
Wouldn't that be really cool?
You're just linking to them, really, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't need to talk to them. I don't need that permission.
You don't need anything. Yeah.
So it's public anyway.
Anybody wants to talk to me later, I'll be here all week. So
okay.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Thanks, Bruce.